So, Aquaman 2 released, well, the trailer dropped a few days ago. I have not been paying attention to this. I didn't even notice when it dropped. It shows how much interest I have in this one.
Yeah. You know how I feel about the first one.
Yeah.
Your favorite DC movie?
I like the first one. I kind of thought it was a good introduction.
So you don't care for this movie? Have you seen the trailer yet?
I've not seen the trailer yet. I almost watched it earlier.
Same.
I saw it the day it came out. It looks damn good. I love the first one for the most part, but it's like what I keep going back to, the whole DC universe thing. Dude, the movie's going to tank because it's, you know, it's DC. No one wants to support it. But the movie looks damn good.
Okay. You know,
like, Blue Beetle looked awesome, and look how great that did.
Yeah. Damn.
They let it bomb, like, hardcore. But this movie, if you haven't seen the trailer, you're probably going to really like it. It looks good. And yes, Amber Turd is in it.
Mm-hmm. I've heard.
I thought they cut her out, is what I heard.
That's what I heard
previously.
I heard that that's what the rumor was, but I hadn't heard anything like official.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she's in it like a good 2 seconds, 3 seconds. It's like you sneeze and she's gone.
Oh wow!
It's that quick. Yeah,
they kill her off. You think she won't die?
I don't think they'll kill her off.
Probably not. But you never
know. They probably reduced her scenes though.
Yeah.
Well, let's check that out and we'll see. See what we think. All right, here we go.
4 years ago, I was basically unemployed. A wanderer with no home. But now, I'm a husband and a father. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, that's
not why I did it, Pops.
My job was a little less stressful than yours.
CG effects already look better than Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Mermaid. The Little Mermaid, yeah.
Little Mermaid looks better than that already.
Was he wearing the gold suit before?
I think he did wear it at the end.
At the end of the movie.
At the end of the first one.
Okay.
Everything.
I was going to say, it looks kind of good.
Yeah, you would know if you actually saw it.
Dude, the movie was a donkey.
It's all right. It could have been better, but yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
But honestly, right. I feel the Aquaman Part 1 is better than a lot of the other DC movies.
Oh, hell yeah.
I guess.
Definitely top 5.
I guess. I would agree. DC has impressed me.
You know, Wonder Woman was nothing but just a clone copy of Captain America.
That's why it was good, yeah.
Yeah, that's why it was good, yeah. And then Wonder Woman 2, we don't speak of.
That was crap.
Oh, my God.
The Flash is number one, right, guys?
Oh yeah. You know what? Actually, Shazam movies were entertaining. They were good. I like them.
I definitely like the first one. Second one kind of went down a little bit for me.
It did go down, but I think it was good.
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I finally got a job.
I thought that was armor.
Atlantis.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
But it's just...
They really went with the spandex, huh?
It's, like, closed now.
Yeah. Huh. I kind of don't like that now. I really thought it was armor.
Yeah.
That's just his t-shirt. Okay.
I mean, it's funny for the joke, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so, but... All right. Still looks cool, though.
Half a billion people from every known species in the sea call this place home. But that doesn't mean they all like me. I'm gonna kill Aquaman and destroy everything he holds dear. I'm gonna murder his family and burn his kingdom to ash.
He must be stopped. Or a global meltdown is imminent.
I think I know someone who will be able to help us. Ooh, you look rough.
It's a a brother. High five.
Do not call me brother.
Does Aquaman have a brother?
Yeah, yeah, I think that was an enemy in the first one, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, but...
That's Ocean Master.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
That's Wilson.
But the guy in part one, that's he was an older brother, no?
That's... Trust me, that's him. You'll see when he cuts his hair.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
Brother. I cannot believe you let this happen.
Yeah, well, I hate this job.
Mm, you're right.
True king built bridges, right?
That was weird.
True king built bridges.
We need to find Manta.
Manta.
He's different now. He's stronger than before.
It's the Black Trident. During King Atlan's time, there were seven kingdoms. The Trident was a curse upon them all.
The Trident's dark magic is spreading.
He means to end the bloodline.
I don't know what lies ahead, but we can't leave our children a world without hope.
You're not as bad at this as you think. If you lead, the seven kingdoms will follow. Oh,
there it was.
Yeah.
Sorry, I lied. It was only like a split second.
Okay. I won't lie. It looks pretty good.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I might have to go back and watch, like, the second half of the movie, of the first one. Like, just start it from the desert scene and just, like, from there on, see if I don't fall asleep again. Just to give this a shot, you know?
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Those coral people reminded me of Groot when I first saw them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, Groot?
Yeah.
Manta's helmet thing looked a little funky, but, I mean, it works for the character, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, you know, in the comics and whatnot. It looks funky and, like, real, but...
Live action.
Yeah, but it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it works for the character.
I mean, it looks good. It looks fun.
Do you think it's going to be as good as Blue Beetle?
I don't know. I did like Blue Beetle. I really did. It had, you know, shortcomings, but it was very good. I liked it overall.
Okay.
I definitely like the first one, the first Aquaman movie. But I have, just because this was a good trailer, I mean, I have been burned by DC trailers in the past. Is, you know, it's hit or miss. You know, it's coin toss. Trailer looked great though.
Yeah, Minarum, what do you think?
Oh, well, like I said earlier, it's probably not going to make any money because everyone's boycotting DC right now. But as far as how the trailer looks, I mean, it looks like a great movie.
Okay,
it looks damn good. Like, Batman versus Superman, when they were doing their trailers, I wasn't sold. I wasn't sold until the last commercial or teaser trailer with the Batman scene. And I'm like, okay, this could be a good movie. And they lied to me. It wasn't.
But, they lied to me.
But this straight lied to me.
It looks damn good. If I wasn't one of those that, like, doesn't care about DC, and I would go see the movie, but I hope they burn. So this movie looks like it looks great, but it's probably not going to do anything in the theaters. It's going to continue the trend.
I think it looks good, honestly. I did see a few spots with the CGI. I was like, eh. But overall, I'll probably give it like a 90% passing rate on CGI for the trailer, at least.
I mean, yeah, CGI it looked massive, just a massive improvement of what Flash did.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say earlier. Thousand times better.
Yeah, and because, like, when the Flash trailers were coming out, like, the CGI didn't look nearly as bad as the movie did. And although it wasn't as clean as this was, I didn't think that they were going to release a movie with CGI looking that nasty.
I agree.
Like, I thought maybe, okay, you know, it's a work in progress. Maybe they're just releasing this to, you know, get the word out there, whatever. And then, you know, they'll touch it up and they'll fix it up in the movie. And when we go to theaters, it'll look good. And that's just not what happened.
One bit, I don't know if you guys will agree with this or not, but I thought Aquaman's hair, when it was underwater and it was just, like, floating, it looked kind of weird. Like, it definitely looked CGI'd, you know? It looked weird. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just yearning for practical effects. I kind of do that, I guess, with other trailers. I'm like, yeah, they could have just, you know, filmed him underwater for a second or two, you know, like get the real thing going. Like, it just looks weird, unnecessary, you know. It just, I don't know, it looked weird to me, but overall it looked okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, look how shiny his uniform is. Yeah. That should tell you everything. They're CGIing the whole thing like they did the first movie.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's true.
So, do you think Amber Heard is the mother of his child?
I mean, she kind of has to be. Comic-wise. You're going to follow comic-wise.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Amber Turd. Mara.
Oh, yeah.
The big Turd.
Yes. The Turd Master.
The Turd Ferguson. Yes.
I did hear as well that, well, I heard this for Flash as well, that Flash was supposed to be the one that resets the whole universe, but it was in question as to, because Aquaman 2 was going to come out after, so everything was like, how? What? Why? Like, you know? But now I'm hearing that Aquaman 2 is the one that's resetting everything, which doesn't make sense, you know? Like, how is that going to happen? But
dude, anything Gunn says doesn't make sense right now.
Yeah.
That guy's backtracked on everything he's ever said. He's lied to the public. I mean, holy.
So why is DC getting boycotted right now?
They're not necessarily getting boycotted, but you've got literally, you got the Snyder fans that are pissed off. Mm-hmm. They want the Snyderverse back. Then you have DC fans that, you know, they want the reset and all that kind of stuff, and no one's going to the movies. No one's supporting it. No one's saving it. So WB is taking, like, the worst hit ever, where they're selling off property that they own just to stay afloat right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They were selling a whole bunch of music, right, is what I think I heard?
Yeah, I think so.
Dude, they're taking such a big hit right now. Every movie that they put out has lost hundreds of millions, like almost $1 billion already because of this mass. I don't want to say boycott, but that's technically what it is. No one's going to watch the movies. So, technically, they are boycotting it.
Yeah. It's just a lack of interest right now from all parties.
Yeah. I think also maybe because it's been, what, like a year, maybe 2 years now that we heard that the reset is coming, but then these movies were still going to come out. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe people are just like, eh, I don't need to watch it. I'll wait for the whole reset or whatever, the reboot. You know, like, why watch a movie that isn't going to have a future? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Correct. I agree.
I agree to a point. Yeah, but I mean, they're still entertaining. They can still be good. Yeah, they may not have a future, but I mean, I can understand what you know that side as well.
I agree to a point, and I'm kind of on the fence with that. But take a look at their animated universe. They strictly did the New 52. They did, like, I don't know, 15, 20 movies in that universe, and they ended it.
Yeah,
and then they rebooted it. And every single movie, like, was a huge hit. It's not, you know, movie theater hit, but every movie was a huge hit. Mm-hmm. And it did fine.
Yeah. But I agree. I love all of those.
If they ended it properly, that'd be one thing. But, I mean, the Snyderverse or whatever is, like, halfway done. And then they, like, butchered what's left of it. And then Gunn came in, butchered the rest of it. Changing all the endings, taking cameos out, and all kinds of—it's a combination of everything. But right now, people are not going to the movie theater for WB or DC.
Yeah,
they are refusing. So,
for sure.
So, is Black Adam considered a Snyderverse?
Yes,
technically. Yeah, yeah.
Mm, okay.
And so was the Flash, even though they kind of changed the endings.
Yeah.
Well, no one really Shazam, Captain Marvel, who knows what the hell they're doing with that.
I really don't know either. That was supposed to roll over, right?
It was supposed to, but now I'm hearing it's not.
Yeah.
That second movie was kind of bad, I ain't gonna lie.
Like I said, Lucy Liu did everything she could to save that movie.
Oh,
man.
Was this trailer enough to make you want to go watch it in theaters?
Probably not.
No.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, I'm probably going to wait for streaming.
I probably will, just because I do like going to theaters, and for talking about it here. If it wasn't for that reason, I don't know if I would necessarily want to go watch it. But I probably will.
All right.
Rough spot to be in.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Guess we'll see what happens.
I'm gonna start buying all their stocks.
You're gonna lose a lot of money.
Yeah, you could. You could lose a lot of money right now.
I'll hold on to it till they rebuild again.
They're hoping that they're betting too much on a gun right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're hoping, you know, in a year, 2 years, whenever it is, when the Superman comes out, they're hoping it starts something fresh, but I don't think you have enough DC fans that will support it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've already pissed off half the fan base, and you already pissed off all the Snyderverse people. I think it's going to be dead on arrival, even if it is a brand new Superman.
Wow. Essentially, they're putting all of their eggs in one basket, and that basket is James Gunn.
Yes.
And which, if it's
not
if,
a good if basket.
It, yeah.
For shame. Remember the build up on James Gunn on how he's going to save it and like make it great?
Yeah.
I'm going to make DC great again.
Honestly, dude, I think that releasing these last few movies kind of hurt that momentum that he had.
Oh, yeah.
Well, big time. And he tampered in them. He tampered in all of them except for Blue Beetle's the only one he wasn't allowed to touch, or at least the director came out and he's like, dude, James Gunn had nothing to do with this. Come watch my movie.
Yeah. And it's a good thing that he did. I mean, bro, like, seeing what they did with The Flash.
Oh, God.
And, bro, Blue Beetle is miles ahead of it.
Yeah.
Miles ahead of it.
I still haven't seen it, so.
No.
I haven't either.
It looks great, but I'm not going to the movie theater for it.
No. I mean, if you're not going to go to theater, I would say give it a watch when it comes out.
Oh, definitely. When it comes out, I'm definitely picking it up. I guess Max or whatever the hell they call themselves now. Yeah. I know Amazon Prime's got it all now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Prime's got all the DC movies and stuff now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Oh. They were trying to make more money, so they sold the rights to watch it on Prime.
Oof.
Oh, I got Prime. Looks like I'm going to start watching a few
movies.
If you
don't have Max, you can start watching everything on Prime now.
Yeah.
But yeah, when it comes out, I'm definitely picking up to watch it, but I just, you know, like I said, what they did with Snyder, I'm not even a Snyder fan that much, because I hated Batman vs. Superman.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did in the whole, like, you know, just firing them, not giving them time to, you know, grieve, and then we got the Whedon cut, and then all the stuff that happened, I had no interest to watch any or support any DC. Anyways, DC movie. My dog just poked her head up. But anyways, I got no reason, no want to support any DC. I hope it burns in hell. For what happened. But you tell me Marvel, for the most, like the Marvels, oh my God, I cannot wait for that. It looks good.
Oof. Marvels?
Have you seen it yet? The trailer for that one?
Man, I've seen the trailer. It's just I've lost so much interest in like a lot of the things that Marvel is doing. Like, so many shows coming out, it's like oversaturated for me. So much content out there, and like none of it that I've kept up with.
I fell off like on Multiverse of Madness or... What's the Spider-Man one?
Oof.
Spider-Man No Way Home. 8. No Way Home.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, so good.
That's good. Like, kind of what I fell off.
So good.
Yeah, there's just all these shows that came out and all the shows that are still coming out. I haven't kept up with it. And just, like, there's so much Marvel content coming out. Like, how good can all of this be? You know, like, you're not focused on one single thing. You're so spread out. Like, it's spread so thin, you know? Like the talent is, I don't know. I'm not feeling it right now.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I saw the Marvel trailer as well, and I ain't gonna lie, dude, like it didn't get my interest. I didn't like the first Marvel movie, Miss Marvel movie. It was a rough watch for me. Captain Marvel, sorry, yeah, thank you.
It's all right. It's all right. Set in the 90s blockbuster.
I did like that part, but overall, I thought it. I don't know. I didn't care too much for it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being a
one-eyed monster.
Scared, but like her behind the scenes interviews, like she's kind of a
big baby.
Man, yeah. I don't like her.
Brie
Larson.
Yeah, that's right? It. Yeah,
Brie Larson.
I've heard so many things, like a lot of actors didn't care for it, and a lot of actors are like, oh no, that's BS, so I don't know what to believe. I don't really care. But the movie, besides Miss Marvel, the little Kamala Harris, whatever her name is.
Yeah. Kamala Harris?
I don't know. Kamala Khan. It's Kamala Khan. But yeah, dude, the TV show's terrible. It's terrible. But the movie looks pretty good for me.
Okay.
And see, yeah. I'm kind of on the other side there, because I did kind of like the show. Like, the first two, three episodes were kind of, but I think on the third one, it was like, okay, I'll watch the fourth one, and from there, it got better for me. Overall, I liked it, I guess, but,
I don't know that I'll give it a shot.
I don't think I've seen any of the shows at all.
You're missing out with Loki and WandaVision.
Yeah, you should watch
those. Pick up Loki again. It was good. I stopped it in the first season. I forgot why. But it is something I do want to pick up. It is one of the ones that kept my interest.
Cuckoo.
All right, guys. If you'd like, if you want, if you must, stay tuned for Super Secret Agent K's Super Secret Game Corner.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of the Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now. And it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh my god.
Ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, today we have a very special event. It is the first annual title match between a triple threat of Minarum, Bogusbird, and Gun.
It's so obnoxious.
The Wheel of Games has shined its fortune upon these three. And for our first title match, we will play a round of Reed Bros Lit.
Welcome to Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Game where you're terrible at that. Unfortunately for you, fate has chosen, it has spoken. You will each get 1 minute to try and read my lips.
It's kind of hard when you have a winner in your lips.
Hey, baby, be yourself.
Look, it's not my fault. I was born with good genes, okay?
From the show that we totally didn't rip off, Red Ryan Show.
It's completely original.
Yeah, they get 30 seconds. We're doing a minute because we suck.
Y'all suck.
Yeah, we suck. Big time suck. Yes. Otherwise, this would be a very, very quick game.
Yes. I guess since it is a triple threat and Minarum has not played yet, Guns is the only one with a win on Reed Bros' lips, I think.
What?
Yeah, I won last time, remember?
Yeah.
No, no, that didn't happen. That's not canon. That didn't happen.
That's not canon.
A bull crap.
This ain't no GT.
So, when you play, how does it work? Like, do you mute your mic and then you just read it off, or?
Yeah, you're going to take off your headphones.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll give me the thumbs up, and I'll give you a thumbs up whenever you're ready, and I'll start saying your word. And then whenever your time is up, I will give you the neck chop, and you can put your headphones on if you want to hear the word.
And while you're reading the word for Minarum, Guns and I, do we take ours off?
No, for the regular rounds, no, you don't have to take them off. Only for if we go into overtime.
Okay.
You get right. Different words each, right, basically?
Yes.
Into okay. Overtime.
And we're not doing cuss words. We're not doing we're not doing cuss words. Guns.
I didn't say nothing last time.
All right. So we have a wheel with all three of your names. Mm-hmm. To see who will go first.
All right.
Cute.
Yeah, it's super cute. All right. First is Guns. Second will be BB.
Oh, yeah. Right. I go last.
And Minarum goes last. Let's get ready to rumble! All right. Guns, go ahead and take off your headphones. All right.
Hold on. I'm lowering my volume to zero.
All right. Got my little selection of words here. Shake it up.
Okay, right. I can't hear anything.
All right. Oh, how appropriate. Let me know when you're ready. Oh, you know what? Let me get my timer ready.
He looks like Luigi.
Give me a thumbs up whenever the timer starts.
He can't hear it.
That's damn it.
Are you ready?
Hold up. Oh, what I miss?
Ready? You ready?
Nothing, Guns.
Come on.
Nothing.
Thumbs up.
Dishbags. All right.
You ready? Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Your word is guns.
Lost?
Guns. Guns. Guns.
Dude, I got nothing. You look like a fish right now.
Guns. Get the... Guns.
Wow, that one is tough.
Say it again.
Guns.
Dude, I couldn't do that.
Silly nanny?
Guns. Guns.
Silly nanny?
I got nothing, dude. I can't tell.
Guns. Guns.
Guzzler?
Yeah, kind of. Guns.
Hairy
guns.
Nipples?
No.
Hairy nipples? What?
Guns. 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 Guns.
I got nothing, dude.
Guns.
Dude, I think, yeah.
That's time.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Dude, your stuff was... I can't tell, dude. I think I saw a T in there somewhere, but that's it.
Your word is. I don't know if you can see that.
Oh my god.
Guns.
That was hard.
It was?
I was looking at your lips and it was like I have no clue. Yeah. Like if I wasn't listening, I probably would not be able to tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not trying to be mean or anything, but did you get like that fish vibe? Like how they just open their mouth like
yeah, I was trying to enunciate because a G would definitely be hard to read.
Yeah, that was definitely tough. Right.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. In hindsight. All right, headphones off. All right, ready? Thumbs
ready.
Up. All right, your word is zombie.
Stop it.
Zombie. Zombie.
Shaman.
Zombie.
He's in the.
I'm gonna stop it again.
Zombie. Zombie.
Bomberman?
Zombie.
Bomberman, baby. Yes!
Zombie.
Shopping?
Oh, zombie. Zombie. Zombie.
Shaolin?
Zombie. Zombie.
Oh, he's kind of close, though.
Zombie.
Coming?
Oh. Zombie. Zombie.
Get your minds off the gutter, guys.
Zombie.
Jesus Christ.
Zombie. Zombie.
Stripping?
Zombie. Zombie. Oh, that's it.
I will say, if we had a theme, it would probably be a lot easier. Holy crap, dude.
Yeah?
I don't know if I would have gotten that.
What's your word? Zombie.
Oh, my God.
In my head. No.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about the McDonald's zombie meal. It's relevant.
Okay.
Zombie meal?
Oh. Yeah, you know how they're talking about that meat being fake meat? That's why they're selling everything for like a penny, all the burgers.
Or like they just found 58,000 pounds of the ground beef with E. coli, like the day after they sold all the burgers.
Yeah. Anyways, this one might be a little bit tougher for you guys.
Ooh.
All right. Perfect. I don't know if you're going to get this one. All right. Headphones off. Headphones off. Thumbs up. Thumbs up. All right. Your word. Kenuff.
What?
Kenuff.
Gefilte fish.
Oh my Kenuff. God. Kenuff. Kenuff.
It's from the Barbie movie.
Kenuff.
Is that a real word?
Lullaby?
Kenuff. It was on the last podcast. Kenuff.
Oh, okay.
Say it again.
Kenuff.
Sheriff.
Kenuff. Kenuff.
Oh, my God. At least I get that one.
No.
Kenuff.
Where's Kenuff. The fast forward?
Where's that? Kenuff. Kenuff.
Love?
I'm good, Kenuff. You're good, Kenuff.
Love machine?
Kenuff.
Oh, my God.
Kenuff. Kenuff.
Dude.
Oh, that's it. Time. Man.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oof. That one was a little tough. I hope you listened to last week's podcast, or this week's podcast. Because your word was Kenuff.
Oh my God. Brother Guns was not good Kenuff.
He was not good Kenuff.
Wow.
What the hell?
All right. Brother Bird.
Yes, sir.
You are next on the chopping block.
All right. I just need one.
You need one. As of right now, if you want to hold on to this beautiful, beautiful. Shiny spinning title belt. You need at least one.
Man, you should at least brought it to me before we did this today. At least let me touch it.
Oh, no touchy.
All right, BB, take your headphones off. All right.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. All right. Your word is hero. Hero.
Why did he get such an easy one?
Hero.
Dude, yours was pretty easy with zombie.
Hero.
Below.
Hero.
Below me.
Hero. Hero.
Oh, what the heck?
Hero.
I don't...
Hero.
So, I'm going to bleep it out. It says, it looks like you're saying...
Crap!
Hero.
Oh my God.
Hero.
Borrow?
Hero.
He's close.
He's close.
Hero.
Wookie?
Hero.
Beer me?
Hero.
Something me.
Hero. 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 That's it. Time.
Oh my God. What was it?
Your word was hero.
Oh.
Yeah, you were close. Yeah, you were close. You called, you said,
holy crap.
But I'm like, damn. I'm like, he's close. He's close.
Didn't you say like B-Ro or something like that?
I think I said below.
Yeah, below me. Below.
Below. Oh, man. Heroes, are, Wookiees are heroes? Does that count?
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, thumbs take off. It off.
Thumbs right. up?
Thumbs up.
Your word. Cinema.
Senpai.
Cinema. Cinema.
It still looks like senpai.
Cinema.
Something pie.
Cinema.
Kuntang pie. Cherry pie.
Cinema.
Brown pie. Cherry pie.
Cinema. Cinema.
Jeez, all I'm seeing is senpai.
Cinema.
He's been watching too much
anime. Bye, bye, bye.
Cinema.
Oh, what the?
Cinema.
Centaur.
Cinema.
Sentry?
Cinema. Cinema.
Cinema. Centaurs? Senpai?
Oh, my
Cinema.
God.
Cinema.
Lentils?
Cinema.
Cinema. Cinema. Cinema. Oh, time.
Wow.
Damn.
You were kind of close. Your word was.
Senpai?
Cinema. Yeah. It was senpai.
That was close. Wow.
All right.
Well, shoot, how often do y'all get one right? It's a better question for everything.
Sometimes it takes a while.
Yeah.
Jesus. I think last time I got all three right. Didn't
I think
I?
You got two out of three last time.
Oh.
I don't think I've gotten one so far.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's been rough.
But this is only the second time we play this, though.
Third.
Yep.
Hence the 4 minute instead of the 30 seconds.
Yes.
You're right. Yeah. Wow, I suck.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
All right.
You sure it wasn't this senpai?
No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
Oh, damn.
Although this one hopefully is a little bit easier for you.
All right. Taking off my headphones.
Thumbs up. All right. Your word is bogus.
Bully.
Bogus.
Bussy.
Bogus. Bogus.
Pony.
Bogus.
Bogus.
Oh, oh nice! Nice! Damn!
Oh my god! I was just guessing at that too.
Nice.
Oh, I'm on the board.
You are on the board.
Woo!
With two words down, you got the third. Nice.
Ah,
nice. No need to feel bad for yourself now.
Oh, Guns, you could just turn off your cam now. You could just.
Oh yeah, totally.
Guns, go ahead and move down the bench.
You can clock out.
Clock out. Don't bother showing up for work tomorrow.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Yes.
All right,
Minarum.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs all right. up.
Oh. Another one for... This is a good one for him. Ready. Your word is... Lizard. Lizard. Lizard.
Yeah, I
lizard.
Manon?
Lizard.
Oh, okay. That's a good guess.
I think he's doing it because...
Oh, y'all shut up. I can't hear him. Lizard. Lizard.
Picturing?
Lizard. Lizard.
Give him a couple more seconds.
Picturing?
Lizard.
I have no freaking idea.
Lizard.
Memory lizard. Story? I don't know.
Lizard.
It looks like you're saying lecturing.
Oh,
lizard.
Close.
Lizard.
Listerine.
Lizard.
So close.
Lizard.
Dude, I have no idea.
Lizard.
That's the buzzer already.
Lizard. Lizard. All right, time. Damn.
Oh.
So close.
You were getting close, dude.
What was
super close?
Lizard.
Man, I...
All of you have gotten, like, your relevant ones. That's weird.
Dude, I had no idea. Dude, it looked like Listerine and some other. I'm like, dude, I have
When you said Listerine, we're like, oh, he's getting close. And then he like went right off the rails.
I didn't think about Lizard, but yeah. Yeah. Because I figured you were going to put mine in there. So,
Lizard. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what I said. That's what you said, Minarum, because I got guns. So you got bogus.
Y'all ready?
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Good to go.
Thumbs up.
Where it is. Bro. Bro.
Blue whale?
Bro. Bro.
Blowing?
Bro. Bro.
Dude, you need to stop with that mouth thing. That's crazy.
Bro.
Blow me?
Bro. Bro.
Dude, it looks like blue whale or something.
Bro.
He got some tears coming.
Bro.
Blow me.
Blow Bro. Me. Bro. Bro.
I
Bro. Bro.
Blowing.
Bro.
Blu-ray.
Bro. Bro. Bro.
Blowing. That's all. Yeah.
Bro.
All final
Bro.
Answer.
Time.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. I got a little dude, where's my car vibe after that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, bro.
Dude, how did it was two syllables. The way you're saying it was two syllables.
Bro.
Oh my god.
Dude, you got some tears. You got me to tear up a little bit.
I know. Right. Y'all are making me sweat over here. Ugh.
I see you like doing two syllables, so I'm like, okay, it's blow me. It's below me.
Blue well.
Yeah, blue well.
Blow me.
About bro.
Yeah. All right.
He's getting close. He got me sweating too.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, there goes my title.
Good to go.
All right, Minarum. You got one chance to tie this up.
Yeah, I told all you right. I'm terrible at this, so.
All right, maybe you'll get this one. Thumbs up. All right, where it is. Baby.
BB.
Baby.
Baby.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! He got it! He got it!
Damn, whoa! There you go.
Dude, that one was easy, though. That one was it. Super easy.
Oh, all right.
Man.
You said I'm the first one, didn't you?
He said BB first.
Yeah, yeah. Like BB bogus bird, but then he said it again, so I'm like, oh, well, it's got to be baby then.
There you go.
So that one was easy.
Oh.
All right. That was a baby
cheated.
Word for
cheated.
You.
Cheating.
Oh, all right.
Sudden death overtime.
So, you and Minarum are going to take off your headphones. I will run the clock until you get it, or until you hit 2 minutes.
All right.
I think I can do the timer now.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, he wants to do something.
Okay. Yeah, not right.
Douchebag.
BB, you'll go first, mm-hmm. and once your 2 minutes are over, Minarum will go.
Okay.
You go, he goes. You go, he
okay. goes. And if neither of us get it, do we get another word? Or is it a tie?
Sure.
I think it's a tie.
I'll give you one more word.
Damn.
I have one more word ready to go.
Okay.
Just in case.
Ooh, we're going to be co-champions.
Do you guys wear it at the same time? Are you guys like hugging each other?
I don't think I have a belt that big enough.
All right. So okay. 2 minutes, or as fast as you can. All right.
2 minutes. All right.
All right, both of you go ahead and take off your headphones.
Okay.
Tell me when to push play.
BB, as soon as I finish the word, guns. All right, you ready? Thumbs up?
Thumbs up.
All right. Burger.
Bird.
Burger. Burger. Burger.
What in the world?
Burger. Hamburger. Hamburger. Burger.
Boat.
Burr. Burr.
Burger.
I got it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. Holy crap.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far? You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it.
Come on. Hit that subscribe. Hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right, all right, all right.
All right.
I did not think I got that one. I got that, what, 27 seconds?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, Minarum.
All right. My turn.
Yeah, it is your turn. You get 2 minutes on the clock or as fast as you can.
All right.
Thumbs up? All right. You where it is. Burger.
Is it hamburger?
Do we take it?
Burger?
No,
I think so.
No,
burger.
I think so.
Burger.
Burger.
Burger. Burger. Burger. Burger.
Dude, it looks like burger. Burger.
Oh, you got it.
Barker.
You got it.
What's the time?
You got it.
Bark.
Did he beat me?
Did you say? What did you say?
Did he beat me?
What was the last thing you said?
I said burger.
No, he said one right before.
What was the one right before that?
Burger?
Yeah, okay. You got it.
Yeah, dude, I said burger it. Like the first word or whatever.
That's what I said. Hamburger.
You said hamburger, I was going to give it to you.
Oh. Hamburger.
I was like, do we give it to him? All right. Damn, he beat you.
He beat me. That's the only thing I could think of when I saw you say it earlier.
On his first game.
Damn.
On his first game.
Okay.
Oh,
what was that? You're bad at this?
Barely hear me? Dude, I got 2 out of 4 right.
But you know what? You still pulled off the win.
Barely.
You know what? I think Minarin deserves a round of applause, guys.
You know what?
Yeah. That was pretty good.
First champion.
First champion.
First champion.
To be able to display this nice shiny shoulder jewelry. You can hang it up right there above your door. If you want.
That's fun. Wow.
Damn. Well,
congratulations, dude. Good game. GG.
All right, man.
Well, GG. Thank you. It was fun. Yeah, good game.
Damn.
Yeah,
it's different.
Damn.
I can respect that. I can respect that. You just beat us in your own game.
Oh, man.
Like I said, when I saw it, I'm like, dude, that's cheeseburger. That's hamburger. That's a burger. That's something with the burger in it.
You were on it. You were on it. Hamburger. Cheeseburger, yeah. Bacon burger.
Oh,
you're like,
man.
Patty melt. Number 2 with cheese.
Oh, man.
All right, that's man. Funny. That was GG. So I have decided to change the rules a little bit also.
Okay.
I said previously that we will be holding a title match every 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
But from here on, I think if you're able to pull off 2 consecutive wins, you can challenge for a title match.
Okay.
And then for trivia games, BBU actually sparked this change in rules.
Mm-hmm.
You will get 1, count them, 1 repeat question. Meaning if you did not hear the question, if you're unsure of what the answer choices were, you get to ask for 1 repeat. From there on, you're done. If you don't hear it, that's too bad. So sad.
Okay. Is that per question or
per
round?
Trivia.
Per game. Okay.
Per game.
So you get 1 lifeline to
you get 1 lifeline repeat. To repeat a question, yes.
Because
last time you asked me to like repeat like 3 different questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no. I was like, no, that's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Okay, and sounds good.
Yeah. All right. No more. No. Oh, hold on. What was it? No. I don't want none of that
shiitake mushroom.
All right. Well then.
All right, guys.
Do we have some words from the champion?
How do you feel?
Going to Disneyland?
The wish dome. Can't wait to wear it.
All right.
Otherwise,
he might wear it as a choker. It's going to be around his neck.
Yeah. No, it's fun. It's cool, but dude, like I said, I'm terrible at that game. I'm just glad I was. You know, you gave me some easy ones. That's the way I look at it.
You know what? I think we're so bad that you might actually get to keep the belt for the next title match.
That's terrible. Oh, God. No, I heard something else like Marvel trivia, and it's like, bro, how do you not know that? I'm like, oh, yeah. My God.
No, I'm going to be doing some more of that. I'm gonna switch up the topic, so I'll probably be doing like some anime. I'll probably do like a different like media topics or something like that. I'll do comic books. So I will mix it up a little bit more also. That way it's a little bit more towards, like, other people as well, audiences, and, you know, because people on TikTok are enjoying these as well. They are having fun in the comments.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, guys.
See, Kay's next question is going to be, in the Battletoads and Double Dragon, what was the code to skip all the way to the final boss?
Don't know, I'm not going to be that specific.
Down, left, right, A, B, starts left.
You know, I think you can do a boss select, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, that was fun, guys. I have definitely been working on some more trivia and a couple of different games, and so next game. And remember, to challenge for a title match, it doesn't have to be on specifically Reed Bros Lips. If you get two trivia, I guess, wins in a row, you can challenge for the title.
Okay.
So, keep that in mind.
All right.
Look forward to that.
I have a feeling we're going to have a Roman Reigns situation going on right now.
I almost feel like I cheated. Y'all been playing this for however many months. I jump in for the first game and win, and all of a sudden I get the belt. Like, come on now.
You know what? It's okay. It's okay. You're part of the podcast now, so you are officially in the running.
Yeah, for sure.
Expect to see your design coming soon.
Yes. Oh, trust me, I already pitched a few ideas.
Oh, wow.
Hey, everybody, it's closing time. You don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here.
I'm gonna put some dirt in your eye.
And with that, guys, we have come to the end of our game segment. It is time to close it down. Go ahead and follow us on social media. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, now X, TikTok, Threads, YouTube, and if you're looking for the uncut episodes, if you want to hear Minarum say
"Pussy"
to guns, go ahead, check us out on Patreon.
Say what?
Oh, he calls you "Pussy" sometimes.
He's never called me that.
Oh, I guess you had your headphones off. You just have to go ahead and listen.
You're
gonna have to listen. He throws it in there somewhere. If you're on the go, Bogus Bird, where can they find us?
You can listen to us on.
You know what? I'm coming for that belt now, Minarum. It's mine. If I find out it's true, I'm coming at you. That belt's mine.
You're going to have to listen real close.
I did slide something in there.
Posse!
Blow me! Blew well!
That's what it was. You can listen to us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and sweet Pandora.
Love sweet Pandora.
Never said anything bad about Pandora.
So terrible.
Yeah. You can send me your fan mail at guns@desafiles.com, and you can sell your
Willy
pics to agentk@desafiles.com.
Any comments, suggestions, feel free to email me at bogusbird@thesfuzz.com.
Aside from
the long, smooth shaft, complete with two balls.
Pigs, if you want to send me if you want to send.
He accepts them. Yeah, he admitted to it.
Yeah, whatever, I'm just running with it. You can send me any game suggestions, or if you just want to chat it up, send me some of those
privates.
Pigs. No.
Jesus.
I'm just kidding. Wow. Email me at agentk@thesfiles.com.
Oh my god.
And if you wanted more Monarum in your life, you want more, you can't have enough, you want to see what the champion does.
I need it. I need it.
Jesus.
Where can I find you, dude?
The myth, the legend.
It's youtube.com/Monarum, but I haven't uploaded anything in a while, but I'm planning on doing something soon.
All right. Does it have something to do with showing off the one, the only, the title belt?
I guess I'll have to include it now.
All right. You heard it here first.
Yep, I'll have to throw it in there.
With any stream you make, you have to wear it.
There you
oh,
go.
Jesus.
Just wear it on your shoulder right here.
Yeah.
Just hang it right there.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
This is good signing out.
This is Agent K saying see you later.
Y'all have a good one.
Catch you on
Peace.
The next
one. Deuces.